Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Elaine B. and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater. Today's date is, let's see, where's the date? It is March 23rd. And today we are reading and sharing on page 26, the second paragraph in the chapter, There is a Solution. It begins with, so he returned to the doctor, and ends with, yet he had no control whatever over alcohol. Why was this? Today's readers are Carrie W. for the 12 Steps, Mary P. for the 12 Traditions, Alice G. will read and comment on our on the reading today. Penny L. C. is our backup, we'll be reading page 164, and Robin P. is our backup for today. Alex K. will greet newcomers at the end of the meeting, and Shelley E. will close us out with some announcements. Thank you all for your beautiful service. The reference number for yesterday's special edition is 23304. That's 23304. And the reference number for this morning's 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting is 23305. That's 23305. The OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We're self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors, and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states that each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At A Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. Here are the steps we took, which are suggested as a program of recovery. And I will now ask Carrie W. to please read the 12 steps of OA.
Good morning, Carrie W. from California. One, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, we came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, we made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. Four, we made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, we admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, we were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, we humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, we made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, we made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. Ten, we continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, we sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. 12, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs.
Thank you very much, Carrie W. And I will now ask Mary P. to please read the 12 traditions of OA.
Thanks, Elaine. This is Mary P. in Texas, and these are the 12 traditions. One, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. Two, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as He may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants, they do not govern. Three, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues. Hence, the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. And 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thanks for letting me be of service this morning, and I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Mary P. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature and stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we're discussing and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year and for readers is 6 months. There's no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We're sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. When you're done sharing, let us know by saying pass, then press star 1 to mute your phone. To have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker should be muted. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book. We are on page 26. We are reading the second paragraph, and I will now ask Alice G. to please begin reading for us.
Good morning, all. Alice G. in Wisconsin, recovered, not cured compulsive overeater. So he returned to the doctor, whom he admired, and asked him point blank why he could not recover. He wished above all things to regain self-control. He seemed quite rational and well-balanced with respect to other problems, yet he had no control whatever over alcohol. Why was this? And I am so grateful today for all the history and all of the people that came before us who helped establish this program of recovery. This gentleman was Roland Hazard, and as we knew, found out in the last paragraph, he was seeing Dr. Carl Jung. And he left the doctor thinking he was okay, like thinking he could stay sober, and he got on a boat and he got drunk and he went back to the doctor and asked why. And my experience is much the same with the food. I would get a sponsor and go through the steps and feel as though I had recovered and that I gained self-knowledge, and I felt better physically, emotionally, spiritually, and I think I know so much, right? And the knowledge of myself and the inner workings of my mind is not what's going to help me today. What helped me get recovered and have the problem removed and relieved was surrender. surrendering to the idea that I am a compulsive overeater and there are certain foods, behaviors I cannot engage in ever. The disease is it's permanent, it's progressive, and it's fatal, and it's going to kill me. And all the self-knowledge, all the self-discipline I tried to gain, all the persistence, all the tenaciousness, all the sponsors, all the self-help books, all the, you know, counseling, the missing link was the surrender to a power greater than myself. And at first that was the gift of desperation, and then the group, and then really God, and trying everything, and then being able to hit my knees and put my hands in the air and say, tell me what to do. And I thank God for this program and this book and the higher power that we all get an opportunity to find here and experience for ourselves. Our sponsor is our guide to help us walk through the steps and find out what we, how we can get to God, to get closer, to get out of ourselves, to help others one day at a time. And I'm doing it with you all, and welcome to the newcomers. We're excited to have you, and I will pass with that. Thanks everyone for your service.
Thank you so much for your service, Alice G. That was a great start. So appreciate it. All right. Although we value everyone's experience, we do ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So if you haven't shared recently and you'd like to comment on this paragraph, please give me your name and we'll take a lineup.
Jean M. in Michigan.
I heard Jean M. And who else
yes.
would like to share? I'm sorry, I didn't get that.
Deborah G.
Deborah G.
K.F.
K. Is that S as in Sam?
Yes.
Okay.
Loretta H.
Loretta H. Anybody else? I've got Jean M, Deborah G, K, S, and Loretta H. Did I miss anybody? Okay. Well, Jean M, please share with us, and you'll be followed by Deborah G.
Thank you very much. This is Jean M, a compulsive overeater in Michigan. And what I liked about this paragraph, or what I got from the paragraph, is that this is a disease. The reason he couldn't control it and had to go back to the doctor and ask why, this is a disease, cunning, baffling, powerful. And once we understand that we have a disease that is going to manipulate our brains and convince us of things that we don't want to do and rationalize and just do all of the things that we know our disease can make us think and believe, then it's half the battle. Maybe even more than half, but understanding that we have to surrender, like our speaker shared, we have to surrender. And I learned a good definition of surrender a few weeks ago from a book I was reading, Decide to Cooperate. Surrender is to decide to cooperate. And I like that. It's not giving up. It's not giving in. It's deciding to cooperate. And I thought that that was kind of a lovely way to describe it. And I just appreciate the meeting. I appreciate the shares. And thank you all for being of service. And with that, I'll pass.
And thank you too, Jean M. Appreciate your share. Deborah G., you're up next, and you'll be followed by KF. Please share with us, Deborah.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Good morning. My name is Deborah G. from Arizona, compulsive overreader, anorexic. And yes, thank you so much for your service and everyone that's making this meeting possible and all the shares. And Welcome, welcome to all the newcomers. I'm so glad that you're here to experience this. I was thinking about, I am so grateful that I can see from the words in this paragraph the things that are keeping me from the surrender. What he wanted was that to regain that self-control. And I kept thinking that for so long, that I can do this, that self-control will do it, that this time it'll be different, you know, and ending up being the same way it was, you know, or that thinking that it's like I was in an unconscious state. I wasn't even thinking. I was unconscious to the awareness of what I really needed to do. You know, I was just caught up in my mind so much with that obsessiveness, because I kept eating and eating and kept doing the alcoholic foods and couldn't understand why I kept doing this. Why? What was going on with me? You know, help, help.
Remember?
Thank you. It's like help, help, but not being able to do anything. And I love what was shared, the solution, surrender. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Deborah G. KS, please share with us.
Hi, thank you so much for your service. And man, this is a powerhouse paragraph. And the reason I feel that way is it starts out, he begged, which is how I feel when I'm desperate, when I'm really out of it. And then he goes on, I'm going to tell you the whole truth. But the thing is, the truth in somebody who doesn't understand this disease doesn't understand that self-will is no defense, knowledge is no defense. And this guy, not having the experience, didn't realize he was dealing with a disease that's not just physical, it's not just mental, and certainly he was an expert in both, but it was also spiritual. He didn't realize that sometimes there's things that are bigger than us, which I went through a lot of my life, you know, thinking that. How could it be bigger? And I have all the information, you know, it was always get the information, then just make a plan and stick with it. And the spiritual piece is the big key with this particular dilemma that we deal with. And it, I love the surrender, decide to cooperate. That was so powerful. I just feel like I've gotten so much out of this meeting in the first 5 minutes. I was like, I'm going to be pondering all of it with this paragraph. And the really good news is, you know, sometimes when we're limited and we're on our knees and we ask for help, there is more than what, you know, even our world. There's this power that's bigger than us that just, I feel, has found answers that I never could think of, that haven't been thought of by other people. And that's how this program got founded, is a solution after all the experts had been consulted, which in my mind, it's usually my brain wants to be the expert. So it's a wonderful lesson in humility and hope. And he wasn't hopeless. And thank goodness. I mean, this is a program of joy. We are not hopeless or helpless. I mean, we're helpless over the disease, but there's all these things that somebody else did and shared with us, like you're all sharing with me today in this meeting, how we can get better. And I'm just so grateful. And so that's all I got. Thanks.
I'm grateful that you shared with us today.
All right.
Thank you very much.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Loretta H. is going to share next, and after Loretta, we're going to take another lineup. We're studying page 26, and there is a solution, and we're commenting on the second paragraph. So please share with us, Loretta H.
Good morning, Eileen. Thank you so much for your service and all who are on this meeting for saving my life. And of course, the newcomer, who is our primary purpose. I just am so grateful for you. And the shares have been so revealing this morning. I'm so grateful. And just talking about surrender, I have an acronym for surrender, which is seriously understanding real recovery entails not debating every reason. And my debating society with my reasoning, my will, my way has never, ever worked. And so one day at a time, and I stress that because I can only do this one day at a time, that surrender, because I am a control freak. I have a lot of willfulness. But with the steps I study and do and grow with, I'm able to, with God, turn my life into something that is of value, not only to myself, but to other people. You know, our darkest path. And then I avert death and misery for others, which is basically why I'm here and I get to do this program. And Dr. Jung actually had the spiritual component to our disease, which was, you know, like everybody says, the answer. And because mine is so much of a behavior, I'm anorexic also, and a real compulsive overeater, and that I needed the physical, which for me is a lot of my behaviors, and then the mind, which is so driven by control and self-reliance because of the survival mechanisms that I learned as a child, that I needed to find that God piece, that God, and I'm talking about real God, T-E-A-C-E, so that I don't take the P-I-E-C-E. And that is what this has done for me, is that, and I have to do it sometimes, every moment, because of my mind is very active with my will. And so today I have this practice. I have you guys to call with a 10. I have my 11 every morning to look at myself and see where I did right, but where I need more help in that surrender. And then I also have this 12, which is the gift that keeps on giving, and it's priceless, to help another human being. And that's where it all meshes together into the sunlight of the spirit. Because without that, I don't have the God of my understanding under my care and taking care of me. So all these steps, all the work, all the proponents of this, and all of you guys saved each and every day of my life. Thank you. And with that, I pass.
Oh, thank you so much, Loretta H. Okay, so we value everybody's experience. We ask that you limit your share to every third day so that others may share their experience too. So if you'd like to comment on page 26, the second paragraph, please give me your name.
Farisel.
Farisel.
Farisel. S-A-R-I-T.
Oh, S-A-R-I-T-L, right?
Yeah. Yeah, thank you.
Okay, thank you, Farisel. And I heard somebody else. I'm sorry. Who was that?
Lisa N.
Lisa N. Who else would like to comment on page 26, the second paragraph?
Geraldine M.
Boise.
Geraldine M. And who was the gentleman who left their name?
Roy C.
Rosie F.
Roy C. and Rosie F. Anybody else?
Where does the second paragraph start?
It starts with, so he returned to the doctor. It's on page 26. It's the
second paragraph.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I got Rosie F. Was there anybody else in this lineup? I'll tell you who I have, and let me know if I missed anybody. Sarit L., Lisa N., Geraldine C., I believe it is, Roy C., and Rosie F. Okay, good. Well, then let's go with this lineup. So, Sarit, please share with us. Let us know where you're calling from, and you'll be followed by Lisa N.
Hi, it's Sarit L. from Montreal. Thank you so much for letting me share, hearing my name. I hope you hear me well. My phone sometimes comes out a little muffled.
You sound fine.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, so I'm coming off of the morning meeting. I listened to the recording, and the shares are still so powerful. We are incapable of having any control whatsoever over food. And yes, everyone knows saying how even other things in our life, you know, we may not have control over. And I want to add to this. This is where I feel I struggle so much, is seeing how I can have power, quote unquote power in other areas and be capable in other areas. But really, really the fact that I'm incapable of having control over one chocolate chip cookie, one chocolate chip, let's just say, shows me how and has taught me how I am powerless over every other aspect in my life. And it has brought me to have a relationship with my higher power in every other area of my life because of my lack of power over a chocolate chip. So it's just been such a powerful share in seeing how we are powerless and we need a higher power in our life. And I had a flip this past weekend, and I'm thank God, like, just back with all the support in the room, and I cannot feel shame if I've taken step one. I am a powerless, compulsive overeater, and I'm so happy to be here and just hear all the messages of we need God in our lives today, in our lives today, to be able to survive today. And thank you. With that, I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Sarit L. Appreciate your share. Lisa N., you're up next, and you'll be followed by Geraldine C.
Hey, good morning. It's Lisa N., recovered compulsive overeater in Georgia. An unexpected day off today, so it's nice to be live with you guys. Oh, poor Roland. You know, he was just like me. I mean, every time I thought I had found a solution, you guys, I mean, I know I'm not alone in this. Okay, so his was, you know, self-knowledge or self-control. What else? The right food plan, the right sponsor, all the rules, all of the concoctions. You know, I had to go through what I had to go through, just like any of us. You know, 23 years in this program, struggling, you know. And thank God I don't struggle today. I have entire abstinence, man. It was the ticket in the door for me. Entire abstinence coupled with a beautiful, beautiful relationship with my higher power. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. But you know, when he was talking about self-control, it was always, of course, the illusion of self-control. I don't think I'd ever had it. I mean, my compulsive eating memories were from the get-go. My earliest memories were of food and everything that comes with it, you know? And so all those years spent trying to find a solution, and here it was in black and white. And even then, I had to go through a bunch more methods to get to the solution that I have today. So anyway, it takes what it takes, and I'm grateful to have it, and I'll pass.
Thanks so much for your share, Lisa, and appreciate that. Okay, Geraldine C., you're up next, followed by Roy C. Geraldine, star 1 to unmute.
I'm sorry. I was just trying to get unmuted. I'm Geraldine, compulsive overeater. I'm just coming back. And that paragraph we read really spelled it out. I am powerless over food. I am seemingly at the whim of things that I have no control over, the outside world, things in my own life, like I can only do what's in my control. I turn to food, and I am really kind of at the point of desperation. And I really need to turn it over to my higher power and also do the footwork. I am in another 12-step recovery program, so I know, you know, how this works. And I was in OA for 10 years very strictly. That was about 10 years ago. I was very active prior, 10 years prior to that. So I'm just coming back. I really need support. I've learned to be grateful for everything. It's just, the food is really getting me. And, you know, this paragraph was very pertinent. Thank you for listening. That's all.
So glad you're here, Geraldine C. Thank you for sharing and welcome back. Roy C., you're up next, followed by Rosie F. Please share with us, Roy.
Hi, this is Roy C., and I'm calling from Southern New Jersey. And it's so good to be here. I'm a compulsive overeater, and I'm thankful for all those that share and for this program. If I remember in my early studies about psychiatrists and psychologists, is that Dr. Jung was a behaviorist, that he taught and believed that your behavior as a person was what was indicated that you do. And I do believe that he was trying to impress acting on taking a spiritual guidance and spiritual control over someone's life, accepting being the behavior. And I know that's what I have to do in the program. I have to accept a higher power to take control of things and have ultimate control over my life and behaviors and what happens. And in that way only, I can find a way to overcome my alcoholic foods and to become somebody who's successful in Overeaters Anonymous. And it's not an easy thing to do. And I think that we heard about that. It's one day at a time. We have tools of recovery, and they're all action tools, a food plan, making meetings, making phone calls, the various things that we have to do. And they're all behavioral things. And I thank Dr. Jung and the other doctors that that helped us along to put this program together. And with that, I'll thank God that I'm abstinent at this moment and pray I'll be abstinent tomorrow. I'll pass. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Roy C. Rosie F. is up next, and after Rosie, we'll take another lineup on page 26. The second paragraph, it starts with, so we return to the doctor and ends with no control whatsoever. Why was this? Please share with us, Rosie.
Thank you. Thank you, Lane, for your service and everybody that shares today. Definitely what I needed. You know, I really actually, you know, somebody already shared it and a little bit before me about, you know, I have to give up everything. This paragraph just doesn't tell me that I have to give up control over my obsession with food, because that's surely, you know, evident that it's control. I'm finding it's control over my whole life, all areas of my life. I need to surrender, you know. And I love what somebody had just already shared about surrender and what that means, you know. Just be willing, you know, to let go, to be cooperative, you know. That's when I find it's in the resistance that I feel the pain. You know, I cause my own pain in the resistance to surrendering. And looking at all this and looking at that, I, you know, I go to every area as a different people, like, how do I fix this? How do I fix it? You know, knowledge availeth nothing. You know, I'm a knowledge hoarder, you know. I just want to keep getting knowledge, and never put it into play. And the knowledge, even when I do put it into play, you know, it's apparent that my higher power is saying, nope, you can continue spinning and continue going from this hole to this hole, or this, you know, well or this well, but I am the well, you know? And so it just reminds me of that. Reminds me of that, of my spiritual practice too, of hearing about, you know, my higher power is the well, is the water that I need to be nourished and I need to accept and to get help, because this is spiritual, you know? All the other things, definitely you got to take care of, but the spiritual, my higher power is the one that's in control, not me. And until I truly surrender that to that, I'm going to continue spinning and I'm going to continue causing my own pain, you know? We are, or they say in the big book, we are, our pain is our own making. So thank you for letting me share.
Thank you so much, Rosie F. in California. Okay. As I said, though we value your experience, we do ask that you limit your share to every third day so that others can share their experience too. So if you'd like to comment on page 26, the second paragraph, please press star 1 to unmute. We would love to hear from you.
Sari C.
Wendy M.
Sari C. and Wendy M. Anybody else? Well, why don't you go ahead and share for with us, please. Sari C., let us know where you're calling from, followed by Wendy M.
Hi, this is Sari C.
Agnes E.
I got you, Agnes. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Please go ahead, Sari.
Bruce E.
I got you, Bruce, and that's the last one we're going to add on for right now.
Thank you.
So please share with us, Sari. Thank you so much.
Hi. Sure. Am I unmuted?
You are unmuted and you sound great.
Okay, thank you. Sari C., compulsive overeater on the list from Connecticut in New York. I want to start off by saying thank you to all that do service, and thank you for those that do their service doing outreach. I don't make it easy to call me even for an outreach call because I make you feel like you're bothering me. But really, you're likely saving me from some food, some compulsive overeater, reactive behavior, because I am not cured. I am not in a recovered state with regards to the food. And yet, every time I listen to this meeting, I get more stability, more recovery, more experience, strength, and hope that I can recover one day soon. And that day, oh gosh, well, I'm avoiding step 4, right? And really step 3, because the decision and surrendering and, right, I can't even begin to tell you how today is one of those like lightning bolt moments of somebody just shared something, which you're like, oh yeah, I just like shared what somebody else had told me and no big deal. And that's all that I'm doing here on the line also. I'm just sharing what somebody else experienced, strength, and hope that somebody else gave me. And yet, right, action. I think if I have to take action, I have to be running. I have to be doing things. I have to be physically moving. And yet the action that I need to take is to make a decision and to stick a decision and to have the clarity of mind, which I'm not going to have if I'm not cleared of the food. Which is why so many won't work with a sponsee who has days of abstinence. And I'm like, I can't even get an hour. That's where I'm holding. So if you're holding where I'm holding, where you can't even get an hour, don't let go. Please don't let go of all those recovered that are reaching out. Say thank you, even if you're gritting your teeth while you're doing it. Be present. Keep coming back. This really is a program that works. It works better than anything I've ever done before because it has a component that isn't really present in other places, which is your higher power. I heard exactly what I needed to hear on that line today about action being something that requires nothing but a mind shift. And also, I can't do it myself. It's a mind shift that must be supported in cooperation with my higher power. Thank you for letting me share my path.
Thank you for your share, Sari C. Sari C. Thank you very much. Wendy M., you're up next, followed by Bruce E.
Hi, good morning. This is Wendy M. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater
in North Carolina, and thank you for all of the shares so far this morning. I'm normally on the 7 a.m. meeting, being in North Carolina at Eastern Standard Time, and I happen to be able to dial in and hear y'all this morning, and just very powerful, and I'm so thankful for that. What stands out to me is the line, he wished above all things to regain self-control. And I know that feeling. I know that feeling so well. I don't want to binge. I don't want to be numb to the food. I don't want to be a walking, you know, the walking dead and a robot who has no control. I don't want to be over 300 pounds again. Those are all I don't want. And what I ultimately wanted was to be able to regain that self-control to be a normal eater again. I am a real compulsive overeater. I have the allergy of the body and the obsession of the mind. And that allergy of the body that creates that phenomenon of craving makes it so that I can never be a normal eater again. And a normal eater does have self-control. They can stop after one cookie. They can, stop. They may even be able to have a binge on a Friday night and the rest of the weekend be just fine. But if I were to do that, my whole weekend is gone. It may even be the whole month or the whole year. And that was one of the things that I experienced in relapse was I was trying to regain that self-control. And I would think this is just one dinner out. And it's not just that one meal or that one night. It turned into 4 years. And I am so thankful that today I am a recovered compulsive overeater. And, you know, we're promised to live on a spiritual plane, which turns into God is in control and God is in charge and not trying to regain that self-control. So thank you for letting me share, and I pass.
Thank you for your share, Wendy M. Bruce E., please share with us, and we'll have time for maybe a couple more shares after Bruce. Please share with us, Bruce.
Oh, thank
you. You forgot Agnes.
Oh, yeah. Agnes,
I've got you on the list.
Ahead.
I've got you on the – oh, okay. Why don't we swap around? Agnes, please go ahead.
Okay. Sorry. Okay. I'm glad for the service of this meeting, and I am grateful for what I've heard today. And so let's see. I don't know, maybe he thought the issue was self-control, right? Like, how do I regain self-control over my eating and all the pain that it causes in my life, kind of a thing. But I think along the line, the doctor kind of told him that, you know, it's once you're an alcoholic, once you have this addictive personality, once you have this addictive mind, you will never regain self-control, right? What you need is God control. What you need is spiritual help. And that those that have recovered as alcoholics or whatever else it was much later tapped into the 12-step spiritual program. That's where the success is. That's where the release is. That's where the relief comes from. The way I understand it, we never get cell phone control. But I'm so happy that they provide a solution. It's not like you're hopeless. This is what you have to do, and you don't need self-control to do it. All it requires is a psychic change based on spiritual principles that are the steps. You don't carry a step. You don't put it in your pocket. You don't stare at it. You don't meditate on it. You climb the steps. They are the actions required, and you don't do it without God's help. And once you have the help of that higher power, then it becomes a miracle because you're no longer dependent on natural laws. You're now dependent on supernatural effect on your life. That's where God then does for us what we can't do for ourselves. It's not a zero-sum equation. It's like surrender, cooperate, put down the food and let God help you take the steps. Be willing to be willing. So that's the beauty of the program for me. I don't go after self-control. I know now that if I use these tools and I work the steps every day, then God gives me this spiritual miracle happens. And there is no fighting anymore. God just takes over. And I repeat and I have relief every day. I repeat and I'm abstinent every day. It's a wonderful feeling. And that's all I have to share. God does for me what I can't do for myself. All I have to do is surrender, work the steps, and cooperate with God with a plan. Thank you for letting me share.
Thank you so much, Agnes, and I appreciate your jumping in and letting me know on this chat. Okay, Bruce C., please share with us.
Okay, thank you. Let me make sure I got this right. It's the second paragraph, page 26. So he returned to his doctor?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Yeah, well, he returned to his doctor after he got good and drunk, after he thought he spent a year, I think, with Dr. Young, this Roland Hazard did, and then a day or two after he got out, because he thought he had self-knowledge, he was back in the soup again. They were back in the sauce again, and he goes back to the doctor, and he says he likes the doctor. He admired the doctor. He says, why did this happen to me? And we've gone into that, I think, in previous stages about why I did that for years. Why did I do this? Why do I eat? Why do I overeat? How come I, you know, decide not to overeat or not to eat, and then I go ahead and do it anyway? So the why I'll never answer, except that Dr. Silkworth said that the alcoholic substance triggers the allergy, and I'm allergic to certain foods such as sugar, and when I consume them, because of the allergy, it brings on the phenomenon of craving and then the obsession and compulsion. That's the only why I've been able to get out of this whole thing for years in this program, is that I'm allergic to certain foods and eating behaviors. Yeah, he wanted self-control, you know, he's thinking of the physical, you know, he wanted self-control, and he realized he had no control. And I don't know if it's a matter of control. I mean, I've tried to control everything in my life and everybody else's life, and it never worked. So I don't know if it's a matter of control. I think maybe for me, it's just turning over the control to a power greater than myself, God, just giving it over to God, which is really hard to do, you know, and it's hard to keep it there. You know, it's sort of easy to do it maybe with third step or seventh step prayer, and then I take it back, you know, but it's giving up this thing about trying to control everything, everybody and everything, and just saying, God, I give you the control. I can't manage my life. Only you can manage it. I tried to manage my life. I couldn't. Tried to manage everybody else's life. I couldn't. So God, I just give you their lives and my life, and I just ask you to manage it, because you can do that. Thank you. I pass.
Thank you so much, Bruce E. We'll now close with a reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Will Penny L.C., please read A Vision for You on page 164.
Yes, thank you, Elaine. Thank you for your service. This is Penny L.C., a grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater. And this is the Big Book. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.